Hello.
What is up, baby?
I don't know what that is, but we're back. We're back better than ever.
Hey, we haven't been on in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Or three? Two?
I think like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
I think just a bunch of stuff were happening. Like
so much stuff.
Yeah, so much stuff was happening and we couldn't like find time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like suitable to like both of us to actually do it.
Right? Because the first week we did a radio show thanks to Alami.
Oh my gosh, shout out.
That was great. And so mm-hmm. we did like a Black History Month thing, right?
Yeah.
For an hour. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun, right? But it was really nerve-wracking at first.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty cool.
That and was then, cool. I think it was really fun, but like at the same time, I was like, I don't think this is me. I don't know if you...
Yeah, no, I get you. Yeah. It's too much stress.
It's just too much. It's like there are certain things you can't say on air as well.
Like you can say shit or fuck or... Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. All the good stuff.
Yeah. Not that we swear on a regular, but... I mean, I do. Say that. Yeah, you do actually.
Yeah, I know.
Does.
Sorry, mommy.
Does. Yeah. Because your mom listens.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cute. That's so cute.
She was like, oh, you guys doing so well. And I was like, you're just saying that because you're like, nah. But yeah.
No, you know, some mothers will actually be like, no.
Do you know what? Even my mom would be like, actually. But then last week, I was in Cheltenham. Where were you?
Okay.
Where were you?
I'm always in Coventry.
Hey, so why didn't we record?
Yeah?
Why didn't we record again?
I think it was because you were going home on Saturday.
And it was fully booked.
Yeah, it was fully booked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's not all my fault.
Huh? No, trust me, it's not all your fault. And we're there meant to record on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I cancelled on you.
But it's fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that later?
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't mind.
Sure.
Because I feel like everyone needs to hear this.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. So how was your, you know, the past 2 weeks? Because I haven't spoken to you like well.
Yeah, we just say hi and bye.
Do you know what? Joy and I share like how many lectures? We share like 2 modules together.
Yeah.
And I barely see Joy. Like even if she comes to lectures, like we don't sit in the same place.
Yeah, we don't sit in the same place. Yeah. Like, but to be fair, I hardly come to lectures.
Yeah, okay, like, that too.
It's not that I mean not to. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
Like, I wake up, I'm like, I'm prepared, I'm going.
Let's go.
And it just goes downhill.
It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen. Okay. So, yeah, we let it be.
No, I get you. But you know what? Like, the best part about us being apart,
because
I was thinking about it yesterday. So, Joy called me yesterday, and I was telling her this huge story. Then, in the middle of my story, I was like, wait, no, I need to save it for the podcast, you know?
Yeah.
So, sometimes when you call me or I hear your voice, I immediately think of, like, microphone, action, on.
Oh, my God. I think at the same time, as much as that's good, I feel like it might be bad in a way. Because it's like, okay, let's not talk so that we have something to say. But the thing is, like, the fact that we're beginning to space out the times we record will still help. Because things will still happen. Like...
Right.
And we're very interesting people. We can never run out of things to say. We're interesting
people.
Not to
toot our own horn, you know.
You know.
Toot the fuck too.
Okay. Avu has a new laugh. I love it.
Do I?
Yesterday. Like, there was this laugh. I love it so much.
What was my... Sorry. What was... Sorry.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
That's not ladylike. Wow. That's not ladylike. Okay.
What? Now you're gonna make it sound like I like picked my nose. I didn't.
No.
But people are just gonna imagine the worst non-ladylike.
That's their
thing.
Problem. Like, to be honest, there's nothing that isn't like ladylike. The fact that there's something called ladylike, like that's a problem.
I love how you're just being a hypocrite. To yourself.
No, that's a problem. That's a problem. And so, but yeah.
Yeah. How have you been? Like, what happened?
Okay.
Week?
Wow. Okay,
please summarize we don't go.
I have to go through the whole thing. And, which one is?
But summarize some things, please.
I'll try.
Chop a chop.
Ru, I'll try. If you can see Ru's face, Ru is like, honestly, summarize.
No, please summarize.
But basically, what happened was, I thought someone was there.
Yeah, me too.
Who was like stopping in here, but okay.
Right, yeah.
What happened was, Wednesday, I think I told you about this yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, what happened was, so I woke up, the usual,
mm-hmm.
and I think I did something that, like, you know when you notice like character flaws in yourself. Mm. And you're like, you know, there are certain things about me that I want to change because I don't want to be that person.
Do you understand?
So I think there was something that I had been working on that I had changed. I thought, you know, I'm done with this. Oof. I'm not doing this issue again. And then I did it. But it wasn't like I did it, but I could tell that that character trait was coming back again. And I felt so, it's not like I felt like, oh my God, I'm done. But it was a thing of like, I was like, okay, Joy, we need to sit down with ourselves. Like, I need to sit down with myself and I need to like talk through things. Because it's like, I've been here since September and I just feel like I haven't like actually sat down with myself and like talked about things because I talk to myself a lot.
Same.
So it was a thing of, okay, Wednesday, I sat down. I was like, okay, Joy, conversations need to be had because the worst, I think one thing about me is when I basically feel like I've done something wrong, something that I know is not up to my standard, like, or things that I don't want to do, I feel bad. And it's a thing, but it's a thing that I start to think, okay, other people noticed it and then they'll start thinking a certain way, blah, blah, blah. So that's why I try my best not to do things that I'm not comfortable with. Because when I do things that I'm not comfortable with, my mind is allowed to roam. So that's a thing. So I try my best to like, if I'm not comfortable doing this thing, I would never do it. That's one thing I'm doing right now. So it's also a thing of if I approach someone, and I'm literally like, let's say breaking down your flaws, or not flaws, but I'm literally picking out something that I've noticed and I'm saying it to you. I have to do it wholeheartedly in the sense that once I say it, I can't feel bad about it. I can't feel bad about it. So I had to sit down with myself and then speak through things and like be like, okay, babe, so when you did this, were you doing this because you actually wanted to do it or because someone, like, do you know those kind of things?
Do you want to tell us what it is?
What it is?
You don't have to.
Too fair, I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not...
Tell me what it is later.
I'll tell you what it is later. Okay. But it wasn't like a big... It's not a big thing.
Yeah, it's not like you're out here giving sex.
Oh, no. A lady never tells.
Okay.
That... but yeah.
What?
But no, it wasn't any of that. It wasn't any of that. It had to do more with like...
Behavior.
Things you... Yeah, like... Behavioral,
I get what you mean, though.
Yeah, it's
like a relapse sort of thing, right?
Yeah, it's like maybe okay, I'll give an example. It's not necessarily what happened, but let's say maybe you're someone who's like you think when you start thinking about things, it just spirals. You just start like adding X and Y and Hannah and
Joy, have you been spying on me?
You know, you just start adding stuff and then you're telling yourself, okay, babe or guy, like, we're not doing that anymore.
Guy.
You know, we're not going to be spiraling and thinking about that and that. So, yeah.
And then you get into situations that make you spiral.
I'm telling you.
And you're just like,
I'm telling you.
We were progressing.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you've erased all your progress.
All your progress.
But that's not what it is, and right?
To be honest, that isn't what it is.
Yeah.
And I find that, like, one thing I found, like, when I actually sat down and I was speaking to myself was that sometimes it comes from a place of you not being comfortable in yourself and in your decisions. So that was one thing. So it was like, I had to think, okay, Joy, like at this point, because I tend to put a lot of people before myself. So I tend to put people's feelings, everything, anyone else before mine. So it was like, okay, babe, we actually have to start putting your own feelings and everything before anything else.
Joy first.
I won't lie. Rue first, you know? So that's what I now concluded. And then the next day, I listened to this podcast called... it's called I Said What I Said by FK Abudu and Jules. Those are my babes. I don't know them, but I like them. So I listened to it and they were interviewing Burner Boy's mom. And she talked about how basically, like, you have to love yourself enough. Because when you go out into the world, I'm rephrasing it though. When you go out into the world, so she gave an example of, okay, like, as a guy or a girl, if you don't love yourself and you don't love, like, things about yourself that maybe you find as
off-putting
or bad, of like things that about yourself that aren't flawless. If you don't find ways to love those parts of you, you start looking for someone else to love those parts of you. You start looking for someone else to love those parts of you, they can decide to use it anyway. They can decide to start insulting you. God. Do you know? So it's that thing of you're putting your own happiness and your own self-worth and self-love in someone else's hands. In someone else's hands. Oof. And I think what I picked up from that was like, you have to love yourself. You have to put yourself first.
I mean, RuPaul always says, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love anybody else?
And I think that's true.
Period.
Honestly, that's true. And the older I get, the more I realize that that's true.
Yeah.
It is really true. Because even like friends, best friends, whatever, like as much as, you know, receiving compliments from other people or getting other people to like kind of validate your thoughts or opinions, after a while, if you don't believe in those things, it's not going to help.
Oh my God, Julie, you're hitting on so much right now.
It's not going to. And you know what I realized? You know how like there are people you see and you're like, you're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you speak to them,
they don't believe
they are beautiful. And it's not. And then you then realize that it's not based on having people tell you, oh, you're beautiful. No, you have to believe inside. It. You have to believe it. If you don't believe it.
Joy.
It's joy. Fun. But yeah, so it was all about self-love.
That was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Bro, no, for real. Like, I actually struggled with that myself. Mm-hmm. Like, is that a llama day?
Yeah. This babe. Oh,
she's looking in.
Are you following us? Are you following us? Yeah, you can. Sure. You can. That was a llama day in the building again.
Hey.
Second time.
All right. So, like, I was saying that I've been struggling with that a lot because, like, for me, the way I grew up was I was mostly validated by, like, my schoolwork, like what the teacher said, what my parents said, what and then later on in teenagehood it became what guys would say. And, do you know what I mean? So like I placed so much importance on like school and like maybe my boyfriend if I had a boyfriend at the time, which do you know what I mean? And then when you start getting like negative comments about yourself, like, they might not be like hurtful per se, they might be constructive. Like a lot of the times, like sometimes someone who has really close to you would say, Ree, you know what? You take everything so personally. And he would just say things that were actually quite right, like when I look back on them. But I'd be like, no, why are you hurting me? Like, I'm so nice. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, it's because I was so used to positive reinforcement. And I didn't look for that reinforcement in myself that when I got negative reinforcement, it really killed me, basically. It like really hurt my self-esteem, my mental health. But like I've been working on that a lot more now, like I wake up at 5 a.m in the morning, I meditate, I write in my journal, like I just feel like things are getting better. Do you know what I mean? But it's been a journey. Like anyone who knows me knows it's been like pretty hard, but
everything is a journey. And that's why self-love really does come into play. Because if you love yourself and you have conversations, I really cannot hammer enough on having conversations with yourself and having like thinking and stuff like that. Because when you actually know who you are and the kind of person you are, and you start like developing those like having conversations with yourself and things like that, when people like try to positively like constructive criticism what happens is because you know who you are and you know like okay there's a possibility that I do things like this, then you'll be like this person's actually coming from a place of love. But when you're not even having those conversations with yourself,
you'll be so defensive.
When you don't know who you are and people are now trying to help you, that's when you're so defensive because you're like, that can't be me. In your head, you don't even know who you are. You're making these things up about who you should be or who you think you are, but you aren't that person.
You aren't.
Like, if you're someone that is very anxious or you overthink things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you told me, oh, Joy, you're overthinking something, because I know I have the...
You do that.
I do that. I'll be like, okay,
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
But being the kind of... Let's say... I kind of think things a bit too much sometimes. But being that kind of person, because I know I do that, I'm like... Babe, okay, let's cut you off here. What are you doing here?
Stop
like,
yourself stop in it. Your tracks.
You see, you stop it.
And like, it took me a long time to realize that the people who loved me were trying to stop me in my tracks. Like, at first it was like, why you want to hurt me? Do you know what I mean? But then I realized, no, it's because they love me and they don't want to, you know, see me hurt anymore. But yeah, is that all that happened this week?
Or,
what happened in the cab? You're about to tell me.
Oh, yeah. So,
okay.
hola, hola, hola. I love them. But do you know what happened? So we, so it was raining. So it was raining. So me and my friend, Samia, because we live together, we're like, okay, we have to take a cab. So we took Ola because Ola is a bit cheaper.
Okay.
We got into a cab. Everything was all right. So what happened was, normally when you get into a cab, like most of the times, like all the cabs I've gotten into like this year, the cab driver will ask you, oh, are you Joy?
Yeah.
Or are you this person? You're going to this location. So let's say I was coming to University of Warwick. I come into Warwick. Yeah. And you'd be like, yeah. And then you start the journey.
Right.
We go into this guy's car.
Is that what happens every time?
Most of the times, yeah.
Nigga, I just be jumping in cars.
And they don't say anything. And they don't say, okay, guess what? This is what happened. We go into the car.
Okay.
The guy didn't say anything. So me and Samia, we were talking. So, and it was raining. So it was like a thing of we just rushed into the car.
Yeah.
The guy didn't say anything. So we were just driving. Me and Samia were just having a conversation at the back.
Okay.
We got to the interchange.
Hmm.
We're about to leave the car. Hey! The guy now said, excuse me.
Hmm.
He now said, basically what happened was me and Samia said thank you when he got to the youth job.
Yeah.
He was like, excuse me, why are you telling me thank you? I don't mean to be rude, but when... So he said, but taxi drivers are not sheep.
What?
When you got into the car, you didn't say hi. So why do you feel the need to say thank you? And you know, at first I felt bad because I'm like, okay, it might be a bit rude to not say hi. But at the same time, when me and Samia came down, we're talking. And Samia, do you know what this baby did? To be fair, she was already leaving the car.
Right.
So like she just left and it was now me and the man. So when I got down from the car, I was not thinking about like, number one, me and Samia were talking about Joy. Like, number one, he didn't say anything. So both of us naturally thought maybe he just didn't want to say anything throughout the ride.
Yeah, there's drivers.
Number
like
two, if I chose not to say hi and say thank you to you, what exactly can you do? No, I'm not even joking. Like, what exactly can you do?
Yeah.
Like, I do get that he's rude. Like, he is a human. And, like, there is a side to it.
But you just said thank you.
You just said thank you. The guy was probably like, why are you saying thank you to me? Even he said, the part that I think got to me was when he said taxi drivers are
not
sheep.
Right?
Did I tell you that I think of you as sheep?
Right. And you didn't even treat him like a sheep.
We didn't even treat him like sheep. Like, we didn't do anything that was rude.
What did he mean?
Jeez. I don't get. Do you know what I concluded?
Okay.
You know that there are certain people who, they basically feel like the jobs they are doing, they are not meant to do it. They are meant, they're like higher than that.
Yeah.
So maybe in his head, because the fact that he said taxi drivers, I'm like, oh, it's only you. Did I just get driven by 10 people?
Yeah.
Did you get it? Just say I.
Ian.
I.
John. Smith.
Did not feel like, and why I sat and actually listened is because I'm like, if we get picked up by this guy again.
Yikes. Do you pick Uber next time?
Yeah, no, Ola is cheaper. Oh. To be fair, all the ones that I've had before are okay. It's just this guy. I was like, what's going on? So I found that really confusing.
Bizarre.
Like, I was going to actually just leave, but I'm like, babe, there are a few Ola drivers in this place are not plenty. So,
you're not the only one.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And like, but then I'm like,
you felt weird.
The fact that you said taxi drivers are not sheep. Like, come on.
Oh, bro. Don't let it play in your head too much, though.
No, that ish can't even play in my head. Like,
that's good.
I don't have time for that. I don't know.
You got time for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you, what happened to you?
Oh snap, I had a story and I just forgot it.
What story?
I told you, remember we were talking and I was like, wait, I'll save it for the podcast.
What story?
It did have a story.
Is it with the...
Hey. No.
Yeah.
Oh, right. What happened? Oh yeah, no, it's also a cab driver story.
Ha!
But it happened. So basically, there's this store, Sainsbury's.
Okay.
Close to my place is like a 10-minute walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I walk there with my friend Nika. Her other name is Isabella. Everyone knows her as that.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk there with Isabella, and then we bought like a shit ton of stuff. And it's like, oh, we can't walk back, so let's just get an Uber back, right?
Okay.
Right. So then we do this quite often, so it wasn't really a big deal. So she orders the Uber, and the Uber dude, like, he doesn't even come on time, first of all, which is, like, really rare. Like, usually they come within, like, 10 minutes. Usually when the thing says they're here, right? But he wasn't here, and we were just like, okay, maybe he's being held up or something. Don't know, right?
Yeah.
So then we just chilled, and we were eating some of our food. Like, okay, we're just going to wait. Oh, then he comes, and we're like, oh, finally, yes. And it was also raining that day.
Okay.
So we're like, oh, finally, yes. Then we go into the cab and he's like, oh, I tried to call. No, he said it in this really like hardcore. Like, do you know those guys who smoke so much they have no vocal cords?
Oh, he's all like this.
Right?
Are you serious?
He was just like, I tried to call you and you didn't answer your phone. And at first we were like, is he talking to us? Mm-hmm. Right? Because mm-hmm. she didn't get a call or anything.
Yeah.
And then, a few seconds pass and he says it again. And then Isabella's like, oh, sorry. And then he just started like going on a whole rant about Uber GPSs. And we're just like, sorry about that. Like, wish we could fix it.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, it's not a problem. I don't care. Like, I'm fine.
Then
like,
why are you complaining?
Yeah, we were just like, okay.
Why are you complaining?
He was complaining so hard. And mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, you know? Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, jobs, period, mm-hmm. can be frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a job. But, like, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, like, things like driving, whether it's taxis or buses. Like, can you yeah. imagine?
I
feel like, some sympathy.
Yeah, I do. Like, in terms of the guy, like, offloading on you.
Yeah, that was
good. I understand and I don't understand. Like, what if the person that you're even offloading on is having a bad day?
Right?
Both of you would just bust balls. It would not even make sense.
Honestly,
anymore.
Push me to the edge.
But, yeah, I just think, like, with people who, like, if you're driving, like, definitely you still have a normal job. It should mm-hmm. still be treated as a normal job. I just feel like they shouldn't take things too hard. Except someone is exceptionally, like, rude to you. Apart from that, like, I feel like some of them, they overdo things sometimes.
So honestly.
That's all I'll say. But definitely, they do deserve respect. Like, right. if you're someone who doesn't respect, like, taxi drivers and you look down upon them or you're rude, like, please stop.
Yeah,
please,
get out
please,
of here.
Please stop. Yeah, that's one thing I'll say.
Hot topics.
Okay, do you have any?
I have like three. You can add on later.
I don't have anything. I'll think about it.
All right, think about it. Still have time.
Okay.
So, you know the Popeye's chicken sandwich thing?
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying.
I mean, it's not funny per se, but somebody died over the sandwich.
The guy killed. Is he someone killed?
Yeah.
And you know the thing?
Uh-huh.
People kept on. Oh, no one like actually, apparently no one stopped to help.
Oh no.
People just kept like going on to the till. Is it till or what? To go get more.
Bro, that's sad.
And I'm like, that's bad. I think at a point, Popeyes might actually consider like stopping it. Like stopping
I heard, yeah. sandwich,
because it's causing a bit too much chaos.
What kind of food though is that good? I'm just trying to think, yeah.
I don't know.
Apart from my grandma's, you know, sad memory. I can't think of anything else.
What's
salmonella? It's like a Zimbabwean like dish.
What do you mean?
I don't eat salt online. Huh?
What do they make? Like, how is it made?
So you know like fufu, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So sadza is kind of like fufu, but fufu is made of cassava, right?
Yeah.
But sadza is made of like wheat, like corn or maize, right?
Okay.
And then muriwo is like vegetables, basically. Mm-hmm.
Does he have like chicken or meat or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah, my mom and my grandma would add chicken on the side.
Okay.
Mostly beef, but yeah. No, but what food is that good? Like what food would you die over?
I don't think I can die over food. Like, no. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
To die over food. And when you get to, imagine you get to heaven and the angels are asking you, what did you die over? I died over Popeye's chicken.
Oh, like, no.
I'm so sorry. Like, that's sad.
Do you know what? Like, I'm not so...
Are you sure, like, the story is actually, like...
Yes.
Like, the guy actually died.
Yes.
Wait, so what happened? Was it like...
So they got angry or something, right? People are just getting angry because they were waiting for a long time.
Okay.
And then some guy stabbed him. And do you know what? Like, on the internet, like, on Twitter and everything, everyone was going in on the guy who died, saying, like, imagine dying over, like, a... And I'm like, no, shouldn't we be roasting the guy who actually killed the dude?
Do you know the problem? Is why are we even roasting in general? Someone just lost their life to
Like, I don't care what you died over. Like, can we please have some respect?
You know, that's a problem with social media as well.
Yeah.
It's like, now... what we're meant to be focusing on, we're not focusing on what we're like. Mm-hmm. Someone just died, and you're talking about how imagine.
To be
fair, we just did that as well.
Low key.
But that's what this age is, it new age of people or whatever. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so even when I heard the story at home, I didn't even think about, okay, like, we need to do something, blah, blah, blah. But Popeyes, they probably really need to think about stopping this chicken for a while. Because people are proper overdoing it. For chicken, a chicken sandwich.
They're going crazy.
They're going, it's a bit too much.
Crazy. No, it's too much. Oh, then I wanted to talk, but we have like 5 minutes till the thing tells us to chill.
Okay.
So we could talk about something a little lighter. What else happened?
Kanye West.
Yes, no, T.I. T.I. I feel like we need time for
that.
But yeah, Kanye West's new album is really good.
It's actually really good.
What did you, which song is your favorite so far?
God is. And is it closed on Chick-fil-A? Yeah.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, really? I love it. Isn't Chick-fil-A? I love it so much. Closed on Sunday.
What?
You're my Chick-fil-A.
What?
You're my number one. I'm off key, but we move.
Little bit.
Yeah. Guys, I can actually sing, but I have a cold. So.
Yeah. I like God is too, and also Everything We Need.
Everything. Most of the songs are actually really good.
Yeah.
But do you know what I noticed? It's on the charts. The song that was actually like, the songs from the album that were actually like
trending. Yeah.
Weren't like the ones that he
were like, super Christian.
Yeah, were super Christian. If you noticed.
I didn't know.
If you
that.
Actually noticed, let me check.
So you're saying Chick-fil-A was one of them?
Is it the ones I liked or?
Bro, I swear Chick-fil-A isn't on this album, is it?
Chick-fil-A is. Or is that not what it's called?
Maybe not.
Because I know he says Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me check. I have it.
I wonder what that
is. No, it's called, sorry, it's called Closed on Sunday. Yeah. But I really thought it was Chick-fil-A, but it's Closed on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. And Water. I love Water.
I haven't heard that one.
Just like water. Ooh.
Do you know what? I didn't really like sit down.
I've been listening to that album for a while.
I didn't really sit down to listen to it because. For me, when I listen to new albums, I don't listen to them in chronological order, which pisses some people off.
Okay.
I shuffle that shit.
But that's fine. Different people listen to music in different ways.
No, because I was talking to this guy. Nah, man.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and he was just like, what? You don't listen to them in order? And I was like, no.
Oh, but you know, I do understand why some people might be angry, actually.
Yeah, I
get it.
Because,
you know, like, there are certain albums where
everything follows.
Yeah, so you have to actually listen to the songs in order so that you understand, like...
Yeah, the story of the songs. I get you.
Because if you shuffle, it's like you're listening.
The only album I'll ever do that is, like, Trap Soul by Bryson Tiller. Do you know that? What?
No, I don't.
I don't. Wait, you don't know Been That Way?
No,
don't?
No.
Don't.
Oh, I know Don't.
Don't.
I don't.
I can never get the timing right.
Don't. Oh.
Right?
Yeah, everyone always tried to. And then they never.
Dun, 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 dun.
Don't. Let me see. Like, see. Oh, Follow God is actually on the chart.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really like commenting on stuff like, because a lot of people are like, oh, he's not really here to spread the word of God and all that stuff. But like, you don't really know his heart.
You really don't know.
You know?
You really don't know.
So I'd rather not judge him. And like, at the end of the day, he is like exposing certain people who aren't even close to God or haven't even been to a church to Christianity. Yeah. So isn't that what's important?
Yeah. And one thing I'd say as well, like, there are certain things that I've seen in the news that I'm like, okay, I don't agree with that. But like, at the same time, like, you know, the news, they can find ways to reward things just to make him seem like a bad person.
Yeah.
But one thing I'd like everyone to actually understand is that when you actually start following God and you start seeking God for yourself, if you're someone that is religious or you're trying to be religious, the thing is that you can't expect that person to change instantly. Like, it takes time.
Oh, yeah.
So now people are, like, one thing most people are coming for is the fact that he kind of supports, kind of supports Trump.
Yeah.
Now, it's not, you never know. Like, in a year's time, my guy will realize, okay, like, what he was saying about Trump and joining Trump was actually off. And he needs to change. And the things he said about slavery.
Oh, my God. He might
actually come back and apologize.
Yeah. Hey.
Because one thing that happens when you follow God is that he starts showing you parts of yourself that you need to change or things you need to rethink. So yeah, that's one thing I'd like people to keep in mind, especially the Christians, because that's one thing he spoke heavily on in his album is that Christians are hypocrites, and it's kind of true.
Yeah,
it is true.
Okay, so we're gonna take a break, and then we'll be.
What have you been hearing from the Christians?
What?
Blah 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 blah.
Okay,
blah,
so bye.
Yeah, bye.
Right.
Okay,
we're back.
Guess who's back? Back again. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we were talking about the Hot Topics,
mm-hmm.
and now we're moving on to T.I.
Do you want to take the lead on that?
So if you don't know, T.I. has this daughter. She's 18, mm-hmm. right? She's 18.
Mm-hmm.
She's really pretty. I know. Mm-hmm. Do you know her?
I saw pictures.
She's really pretty.
Yeah.
And he was on this podcast, and they asked him, like, what he thinks about his daughter having sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said he goes...
Number one, why would they ask him that kind of question?
I know.
Like, what's your thingy with a girl having
sex? Right?
Like, is that not something she's even going to do sometime in her life? Oh. So that's that was your first red flag.
First red flag.
Okay.
So then he responded and said that he goes to the gynecologist with her and asks the gynecologist if her hymen is still intact.
You know the first thing I thought about when I heard that?
What?
Her mother, whoever the girl's mother is.
Tiny, yeah.
There's no way she doesn't know that the father accompanies her to the gynecologist.
Oh, she knows, yeah.
You know, and maybe you could say, okay, maybe there's nothing wrong, blah, 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 because there is.
Yeah, there
like,
is.
Like, he actually follows her into the gynecologist.
Yeah.
And I don't know how gynecology, like, checkups go.
Mm-hmm.
Do they make you, like, spread your legs? So your father is there.
Yeah. Breeze and all.
So if it was that he was sitting outside the room, maybe he accompanied her and just stayed outside.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's why. But he's actually inside.
Yeah. And then he was basically saying that, so you know how if you go for a checkup and you're above 18, I think, you have to give permission for the doctor to share your information with someone else, like even if it's your parent.
Okay.
So that you have to sign like a contract saying, yeah, my dad can know or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was basically like, yeah, I tell her to sign it, like make sure that I can know. And if she doesn't sign it, then I'm just going to assume she's hiding something from me. And I was just like, no, that is so problematic. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was listening to it. So they were telling the story on The Breakfast Club. Do you know The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
See, I'm cultured. I'm not like, I don't get it. She's like, do you know?
No, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Not a lot of people know.
Jesus. That's the same way these people always ask me. Like,
what?
If she sees me. No, not you. Another girl, my friend. If she sees me like talking to a white person, she's always like, how do you know that person? Because to her, I only speak to black people. And I'm like, okay, interesting. But continue.
Okay.
People just have, you just assume stuff about me.
Wow, but Joy. Joy wants all the smoke.
Please continue.
Anyway, so, right, they were talking about it on The Breakfast Club, right? And so, you know, The Breakfast Club consists of like three hosts. There's Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, and there's DJ Envy. So, DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God are both men. Mm-hmm. And they both have daughters, right? Mm-hmm. So what I found interesting was that DJ Envy and Charlamagne were both like, oh, yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't want my daughter having sex with nobody. I don't care if she's 16, 18, 21. I don't want her having sex until she's married.
I wish you could see my face.
Yeah, she's so disappointed. And so, and then Angela Yee was like, but she's going to have sex anyway. And, like, you can't control. We're going to give our perspective later.
Yeah.
But, so they were just like, no way, never, ever. I totally agree with what T.I.'s doing and all that stuff. And I was just like, yo. The takeaway message I'm taking from all of this is that niggas are so scared of other niggas, I may as well just not date nobody. Because, do you know, okay, so Charlamagne was saying, I don't want her having sex with anyone because niggas ain't shit. And do you know what? He's fucking right. Mm-hmm. And for a guy to say guys are shit, like, I'm scared.
But do you still think just because he thinks niggas aren't shit, that's why his daughter shouldn't be allowed to, like,
no, it's not
like
good.
Liberal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's not a good enough reason. And he should be like, you know, having the narrative that not all guys are shit anyway. There's some good guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of get what he's saying because a lot of, you know, men lie, basically.
No. You know, I get what you mean by men lie. And men, like, not all guys are like great and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Want to try and control. But you like proper keeping tabs on your daughter's hymen. Like, that is what if this babe goes, nothing about it, she could go out, sleep with someone, now go to a doctor, you know, they can stitch it back, they can put something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can put, you know, they can put something and then they stitch it back to make it look like you've not had sex before.
Right. And even your hymen can be intact even if you haven't had sex.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Some people, like, their hymens break even from sports. Like, yeah. If you're doing sports and stuff.
And even sometimes it stays there when...
Even when you have...
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, bro, I read on the... Right? A lot of these agree.
Wait, but then... Because for you to, like... I'm going to be very thinky. But if, for you to, like, penetrate someone... yeah. Like, it has to, like, break, though.
Not all the time. No, okay. No, because it's the hymen. Dude, you did buy it.
Yeah, I do, but I'm trying to, like, because all my life I always thought it had to break.
No, because if you think about it, the hymen is just like a tissue. It's not really, it's not really a, people look at it as a black and white thing, like either breaks or not. No, that's not always the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like what T.I. said and what he's doing is very problematic.
Yeah.
It's very, very problematic. Like, no, imagine it. Like, if you were... Okay, no. Okay, I was actually going to bring this back to, like, African homes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this thing where, like, you know, especially the girls, never the guys. The, growing up, you're always told, like, you know what, don't have sex before marriage.
Mm.
This, that, that, that. Like, if you bring an unwanted child to this house, like, this and this will happen. There's definitely that, like... how do I say, control over, like, how you are, like, sexually, like, if you're sexually active, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But in terms of checking someone's hymen.
No.
Because even in African homes, you can lie. You understand? You can lie.
That and that's the thing, like, you create children who lie
The best liars
in the world. Strict parents.
Whoa!
Hey. I mean, not saying that.
I don't lie.
Yeah, same.
Me liar?
No.
Never.
Anyway, next topic. Yep.
What did you do?
Okay, no, but we could...
But yeah, T.I. needs to, like... And her mom. Her mom. Like, I just kept thinking about her mom. I don't blame her mom per se.
Okay.
But it's like, there's no way her mom doesn't know that this happened.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
And she still thinks this is okay.
Oh, if you know her mom, like, you'd be like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
If you've watched their
show. And the fact that T.I. thinks that, like... How would I put it? That niggas ain't shit. That means he isn't shit. And he knows.
Oh, Tia. Oh, yeah, true.
He knows.
It's weird. Most men act that way when they have daughters. But it's like you've treated every other woman kind of shit as well.
As they said on BK Chat, your dick is community dick. That is.
Jesus
Did you
Christ.
Hear that? Community.
Where is that coming from?
Community. Yeah, let's move
on. But yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Should we move on? Do you have something to say?
I was just going to say, like, when you put that idea into, you know, little girls' minds, like, when they eventually do something, like, it doesn't even have to be sex, but, like, anything, like, intimate, they feel ashamed.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have to feel that way. It's, I don't know, it's quite sad.
It's really, like, I think this will be a topic we have for another day because, like, people's views on sex is completely different.
That's true.
Yeah. But then I still feel like, at this point, T.I. is the one dictating what his daughter can do with her body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. It's not that she's decided, okay, like, I don't want to have sex, I don't want my hymen broken, because that seems to be the problem with him, the hymen. So he doesn't want, like, that happening, but she's not the one deciding that. And to be honest, honestly, I think at this point, the daughter has already cracked the code that if the problem is the hymen, I might as well do everything else but have, like, actual sex.
Exactly.
Think about it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's not winning in any way.
No.
He's actually not winning in any way.
Yeah, you're just instilling fear and they don't want to open up it to you at the end of the day. And wouldn't you want your daughter to open up to you anyway, like, regardless of what happens?
Yeah. Funny thing, they might actually be close.
But do you know what? I saw that on Twitter. She was liking all the tweets against her dad.
Ha!
So, but, you know, we also don't know what happens in their home at the end of the day.
That's a gets all seen, right?
So we have 15 minutes left.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Try not to touch the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, really?
I need to do ASMR one day. Like.
I'm good. Anyway.
That's rude.
I'm so
sorry. We move.
No, it's not.
We move.
Do an,
No, I'm okay. I'm
no, do your ASMR.
I don't have food.
She looked at my biscuits when she said that.
I did it.
Do you want one?
No, no, I'm fine.
Okay, sure.
I need to pee, actually.
Okay. We'll hurry then.
Okay.
The last one is just Kim Kardashian. She said mm-hmm. like somewhere that she's going to be dialing back her sexy because of the comments that Kanye made.
But I thought like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
In the clip, yeah, she was like, she basically said she can't change who she is, and yeah. that makes sense. Because if you think about it, Kanye actually went for her because of her bomb.
We don't know if that's because...
No, no, not only because of that, but that was one of, like, the major factors. He couldn't, like, once he was with her, he could never keep his hands off her bum. He was always touching it, always everything. So now you're not telling her to stop being sexy for once. Is that not what attracted, one of the things that attracted you in the first place?
Mm.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Honestly, right? I agree with her. Like, I don't get what Kanye is, where Kanye is coming from.
No, but then recently she's just said she's going to be dialing it back.
Well, is it because she wants to?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Huh.
I just thought I'd bring that up. So it was quite interesting. Because after that clip did come out, people had a whole debate about it.
Yeah.
And then now she's coming back and saying, actually, I don't think I want to be this sexy anymore.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. Because at the same time, I don't think Kanye would be someone to like be like, you have to do this.
Mm.
Do you get it? Mm. So I don't know what went on. But at the same time, he needs to understand that she was this person before he met her.
Right.
And even when, like, they've been married for, like, 2 years, 3 years now, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. Did she do that shoot where she, the wine...
5 years?
The wine, the... Mm. How do I say it? Champagne glass or whatever was resting on her bum. And she was... And now...
Oh, and then they did the... Have you seen that music video for Kanye?
Exactly. Where she was naked exactly, on the exactly.
Yeah.
And one thing she mentioned was, like, basically, like, Kanye, like, I understand that you're on this journey.
Yeah.
And you have to wait for me to basically get to that point with you.
Right.
And I understand that. Because it's like, Kanye has... I love that he's found Christ and he's found God and he's found Christianity. Yeah. And I love that. But it's almost as though... He wants to impose it on other people.
Mm.
And I get it because when people like newly find Christ, they are very
they
eager.
They want to encourage us.
Yeah, and that's good. But that's not how you have to come. That's not the way you come about
that's not
it.
The right approach.
That's not the right approach at all.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because you need to let her, the same way that you decided to follow God, you need to let her decide. And if she doesn't want to, you need to be okay with that.
Right.
Because God did not come, like, chasing you as well. He let right? you make a decision.
Exactly.
So he needs to let them. Apparently, I heard that he also, like, stopped, is it them from watching TV?
Oh, yeah.
Or something. I'm like,
doing too much.
He's basically doing what they call, there's this, what do we call them again? Is it Jehovah's Witness? No, not Jehovah's Witness. The other one.
Which are
they basically are actually not meant to watch TV, but people, they still do it.
Really?
God, I forgot the church. No. God, I know them.
But it's just like a dominion.
Yes, they are not meant to watch TV.
Mm.
They actually are not meant to get like extensions in their hair. If they want to get extensions in their hair, they only ever use like wool.
Really?
Is a proper issue. But like most people like they cut corners. But yeah.
Interesting.
I can't remember it.
Okay.
And that's a bit too much.
Yeah.
Honestly, that is not... that's bondage. I'm so sorry. That's bondage. But yeah.
Still
it's bondage. You're in bondage. Yeah.
BDSM.
Sure, that's not the word. No, that's the word. That's the word. Yeah. They're actually looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm not looking at Tola Midi right now. Yeah.
She's not looking either.
She's not looking. Oh, my God. We actually want to talk about coming out of your shell.
Oh, yeah, sure. We have 10 minutes. Yeah,
we have 10 minutes. Okay. So
there's someone after us, actually.
Yeah.
Right after?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, snap.
But they might come late. I don't know.
All right.
Or hopefully you don't come at all. Yeah.
I don't know.
So we're meant to talk about coming out of our shells.
Yeah, I'll let you take the floor.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know now, I think I'm having like amnesia or something. anyway, so coming out of your shell in the sense of, it could be in any sense. So physically, mentally, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, what are you doing? Okay, in my case, I think coming out of my shell was becoming more confident in myself
mm-hmm.
and in what, how would I say, in my opinions, in what I thought, like it was that. And being more, how would I put it? being more vocal about my feelings. Mm-hmm. So that was coming out of my shell. So if it's like you're literally doing something and in my head I'm like, what you're doing is quiet shit, like I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. So it's those kind of things. Or if you have an idea that you want to share, like being confident enough to like share your idea. The English is not coming out well, but we keep going on. But yeah, that's what coming out of my shell is all about.
Right.
Yeah. And just basically being more confident in who I am.
That's good.
And you?
Coming out of my shell. Mm-hmm. You know. You guys know. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I think it's weird because when I was younger, right?
Yeah.
I would see all these people get their hearts broken. Like, you know, on TV or like you hear artists sing songs and all that stuff. And it's like, I wonder what that's like. Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels like when people get their heart broken, a whole other side of them like opens up and like flourishes. And I was just like, maybe I just I need a little nudge. Yeah. But no, I was pushed off a hill and then it was like I was shoved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but then it took me learning about how to get over it and learning about myself. Because do you know what? I realized I couldn't get over it because I kind of adopted the idea that I should hate this person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because everyone was like, what the hell? Like, you should hate him and all of that stuff. And it was just like, do you know what? That's really not in my nature.
Yeah.
And that's why it was hard to get over, because it was like, oh, I can't hate hard enough. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it was weird because literally last week I woke up on Sunday and I was like, you know what? Like, I do love this person. Like, love doesn't just go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish this person the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to put that negative energy out there like, oh, I hope they fail at everything they do. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish them the best. And like, if they need me in the future, then like, I'm going to be here. But like, it's gonna have to be a far, 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 far future.
Bro, you can't be there.
It's gonna be a far, far, far future.
Yeah, the person can never come back. Please don't ever come back. Don't. Yeah.
Okay. So
no, I'm telling you, don't ever. I'm sorry. If you need help, you can get help from somewhere else. Don't come back. Yay.
Okay.
You know, there's a difference between like not hitting someone and setting boundaries.
Right? Like you can forgive without reconnect.
If a message comes, block. You can't.
Okay. So
I'm telling you. Okay.
Anyway.
You can even send it my way. Hopefully it's even a day that I'm like pissed and I need to upload. Okay. Hey, it's done. Where we move.
But yeah, I was just like, you know, love. I'm not gonna hate anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to hate for me.
Honestly,
it's really hard. And
you're too nice.
It's too much of a burden, you know. Yeah. You know.
You're actually really nice.
No, that can be mean.
I mean, you can be petty.
Ooh?
Yeah, you can be petty.
What did I do? Oh, we don't have time.
You can be petty with this, babe.
Yeah,
you can be petty. But,
okay. Positive. Do you have a positive note? A Bible quote.
You know what? I just realized.
If you take us to your WhatsApp again.
No, I think it was my Twitter. I don't know that one. My Twitter thing is, I beg no change for anybody. So that means don't change for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I'd like to, that's a positive note I would like to leave everyone with.
Nice.
Is don't change for anyone.
Don't.
If you want to change something about yourself, change because you want to change it, not because of someone else. Because people come and go.
Right. But you'll be there always.
You'll only change for God, because God never comes and goes. Yeah.
Amen. Mine is a Bible verse, Psalm 73, verse 26.
Oh my God, the word.
I love that verse. What is it?
I forgot it. Do you need me to open it?
No. Okay, you can check if I'm right.
So Psalm what?
Psalm 73, 26.
20 what? Sorry.
26.
26?
Yes.
Anyway, now,
I think it says something like, though my flesh and heart may fail me, God is my strength and my portion forever. Oh,
and the crowd says,
is that what it says?
I know, check with someone, say it again.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's what it says.
Is it 26, 23? That's what I'll be asking you. I'm sorry.
You know what, forget it.
Someone, be quick.
No, dude, we only have like a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Bye, guys.
Guys, thank you for listening. Memory is normally better. thank you for listening.
All right. See you. Bye.